Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business, enhance your personal brand, and move you to the front of the line. Today's show is brought to you by Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They can be reached at 404-228-6370. When it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lynn Lofton has your back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a dignitary on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with celebrity coach and media trainer, Ms. Teresha King, about the five ways to spot visionary characteristics in your herself. Our guest today is a native of Huntsville, Alabama. She is a broadcast professional and award-winning video producer. Ms. King is also the founder and CEO of Return Fire Coaching Consulting and Media LLC. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide Network of first-class business professionals. Ms. Teresha King, welcome back to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, Sparkplug. Always a pleasure to join you. It's great to be back.
So how are you today?
I'm doing great. Again, weather is great in Huntsville, beautiful skies. Life is good.
All right. Now, your company name is very interesting. So before we get started, please tell us briefly about your company, Return Fire Coaching, Consulting, and Media LLC.
Okay, Return Fire Coaching was birthed at a time when a family member and I were temporarily unemployed, and what we were walking and talking about was how to return to life and what to do in the meantime. And so how to basically return fire to your dreams and to your work life and even your personal development life. That's where that started. And so since that time, the goal is to meet people wherever they need a spark, yes, pun intended, and get them fired up again.
All right. Return Fire Coaching. I love it. Well, now, let's get into today's topic, five ways to spot visionary characteristics in yourself. First and foremost, you believe that if you feel like a misfit, you're on the right path. Why is this so significant, and what does this mean?
Yes, indeed. How often have, you know, some of us felt like a misfit, and in society that was a bad thing? Well, if you are a visionary, it means that you don't care to fit in. You're okay with being a misfit. As a matter of fact, somewhere inside, you just know that you were not created to run with the herd. And so that's why sometimes you feel like a misfit, and it's okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in, we're speaking with Ms. Teresha King. She's the founder and CEO of Return Fire Coaching and Consulting about the five ways to spot visionary characteristics in yourself. Well, another characteristic of visionaries, Teresha, is their thought process. Why is thinking differently so important to them?
Well, the thing about that thought process is usually deeper, wider, higher than most, no disrespect to anyone, but it's how you think. And the reason I keep saying you is for people who are in the audience, I want you to see yourself in this conversation. It's how you think, how much you think, and the things that you think about. And primarily, it's the future and how things could be in the future.
Well, the third characteristic of visionaries is that they know that the one-size-fits-all philosophy is flawed. Why is the one-size-fits-all belief unacceptable to a visionary?
Sparkplug, as you know, you're visionary yourself. The very thought makes a visionary cringe. You know, how is that possible? In what situation has that ever been true? And the closest example that I could find that loosely possible is with two socks, and even that's a stretch. So the one size fits all, it's just erroneous at its core.
Well, you believe that if you have a visionary mindset, you don't want to sit around talking about a problem. Why are visionaries more concerned with being a solution to the problem rather than a continuation of it?
Primarily because visionaries are remedy-focused. When someone shares a problem with a visionary, their thoughts almost automatically take off with a laser-like focus mind search for an answer. Their goal is to change the situation for the better.
Okay. Well, finally, you say that you may be a visionary if you cherish time alone. Why do visionaries seek solitude?
Again, it's the way visionaries are wired. And that solitude allows visionaries to engage in what I call forward thinking without the disruption or distractions of those who don't understand. I sometimes compare a visionary mindset to a telephoto lens of a camera. And as you know, media is a part of my background. And with a telephoto lens, it roughly means that it's a narrow field of view. And that means it's used to look at things further away. And I use that to describe the visionary mindset.
Well, you know, Ms. Teresa, you've covered the five ways to spot visionary characteristics in yourself. What are some other things that separate visionaries from the regular folks?
One thing that may be surprising is many are compassionate. They feel compassion for others, but it doesn't always show up that way. Sometimes visionaries can get on people's nerves because they are usually looking forward and others are like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? But inside of that, it's that compassion to see things change for the better. And while I was thinking about this, I just pulled up a few visionary names that we recognize right off the bat, and some may be not. I'd just like to share a few with you. Ida B. Wells, Oprah Winfrey, Katherine Johnson and the team at NASA of Hidden Figures, June Bacon Bursey, Harriet Tubman. And if any of those names are unfamiliar to our listeners, look them up. But these people had to see what they would do before it actually existed. I hope this brings some kind of comfort to those who are would-be visionaries and they don't know what's going on right now and they're feeling a little bit off, is that you're seeing things before they actually exist.
Hmm. Now, who was the second to the last lady that you mentioned? Tell us about her.
June Bacon Bursey. I was hoping you would ask that. She was the first female on-air meteorologist, African-American also.
Now, is this in Alabama or nationally or what?
Period.
Wow.
Interesting. I discovered her during Women's History Month while I was producing an event for my family on the real role and history of our ancestors, and she appeared onto my radar. And since I'm a news reporter by trade, I recognize that as a great fact to discover. Look her up. She's an awesome figure.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide.
Because when it comes to knowing who you need to know and why you need to know them, Spark Plug's People You Need to Know business guide is the place to go for Atlanta. And the
All
world,
right.
by the way.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you to learn more?
They can connect with me at info@returnfirecoaching.com. That's info@returnfirecoaching.com or call 256-714-1347. That number again is 256-714-1347.
Would you be so kind to give them your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. info@returnfirecoaching.com. info@returnfirecoaching.com or call 256-714-1347. Again, that number, 256-714-1347.
Ms. Teresa King, founder and CEO of Return Fire Coaching, Consulting, and Media, LLC. Thanks for spending some of your most precious invaluable time with us today.
Spark Plug, it's my pleasure.
Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know business guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another top-notch job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.